chapter 2, starting at verse 4. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor sets." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds turned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, I love him very much. I can feel his presence and his loving touch. Whenever I talk to Jesus, no matter night or day, I know he's always with me and that he's not very far away. I love my Jesus, I love him very much. I can feel his presence and his loving touch. Whenever I talk to Jesus, no matter day or night, I know he's always with me and that he's not very far away.
That visit from St. Nicholas would be exceptional if it happened like the story is told, of course. But here, the little Lord Jesus was born. And it was an exceptional night with an exceptional birth. It was a heavenly birth. We're told about not all of the details, but in Luke chapter 1, we're told about how the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and how that heavenly seed was conceived in her. It was miraculous. That's the only way you can explain it. She was a virgin. And so it was an exceptional birth. It was an exceptional bed. The hymn writer wrote, "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head." And it was also an exceptional baby. Now, most parents think that your child is exceptional. I did. You know, when that daughter was born, that first child, why, when I looked in the nursery there in the hospital, I thought, you know, what are all these ugly babies doing in there with my beautiful baby? And, you know, I thought, well, you know, here's the most talented, most beautiful child, most wonderful child. And I thought that about each of our four children that God has blessed us with. But here is a baby that was truly exceptional. I don't know whether it was like the hymn writer wrote, "The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes." Crying's not a sin. He wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. I think in the garden when he prayed before his crucifixion, he wept. He felt pain. But he was exceptional in every way. I'm not sure that he was the most beautiful child. I'm not sure that he was even beautiful as far as his physical attributes, because the Bible says there's no beauty that we should desire him. But to everyone who has come to worship him, he is so beautiful. He is so wonderful. And I just want us to worship him, to exalt him. I want to encourage you to come, to do as the shepherds did, to come and worship him this Christmas. Let Christmas come to you. Come into your heart this Christmas.